The Obama administration today issued new regulations covering offshore drilling in the Arctic. The new rules will hold oil companies in the Arctic Ocean to a higher standard than those drilling in, say, the Gulf of Mexico. But as Rachel Waldholtz reports from Alaska's Energy Desk, no company currently has any plans to drill in the Arctic, and that seems unlikely to change anytime soon.
The Interior Department began formulating the regulations after Shell's effort to drill in the Arctic in 2012 resulted in a series of mishaps. Speaking on a conference call with reporters, Assistant Interior Secretary Janice Schneider called the new rules world class.
This rule seeks to set the highest safety and environmental standards for companies interested in Arctic exploration.
The regulations essentially codify the rules imposed on Shell during its 2015 drilling season, including a requirement that companies keep a second rig available at all times to drill a relief well. Shell called those regulations a contributing factor in its decision to pull out of the Arctic last fall. But Abigail Hopper, director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, said the rules were prompted by mistakes that Shell itself made in 2012.
We realized that one of the challenges was the lack of contractor oversight and sort of a deficit in planning and the entire operation. And so we have required what's called an integrated operations plan. So that is a plan from the very beginning of the program all the way through demobilization at the very end.
The Department of the Interior is also deciding whether to include the Arctic in its next round of offshore lease sales. That decision is separate and is expected later this year. The new regulations only cover floating operations, not nearshore projects like Hilcorp's North Star unit or its proposed Liberty project, which drill from man-made gravel islands in the Beaufort Sea. The regulations prompted predictable reactions from industry and environmental groups. The Center for Biological Diversity emailed out a statement saying, simply, Arctic drilling can't be made safe, period. But other environmentalists called the regulations a good first step. Here's Mike Levine of the conservation group Oceana.
If, in fact, companies ever do want to come back and explore in the Arctic Ocean, they'll know what the basic safety and prevention requirements are, and they'll be substantially improved over what they used to be.
That said, Levine says he doesn't believe any company is truly prepared yet to deal with risks like oil spills. Meanwhile, Kara Moriarty of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association repeated her organization's warning that regulations will slow Arctic development.
Obviously, we're still trying to sift through all 348 pages, but at first blush, it does appear the federal government is creating additional cumbersome regulations that will make it more challenging to entice companies back to the Arctic when oil prices rebound.
It remains an open question what it would take to entice companies back to the Arctic, regulations or no regulations. Currently, no company has any plans to drill in the Beaufort or Chukchi Seas. In the 9 months since Shell announced it was abandoning its nearly decade-long quest in the region, several companies, including ConocoPhillips, Norway's Statoil, and the Spanish company Repsol, have relinquished leases. Of more than 700 leases purchased in the Arctic since 2003, only 43 remain. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.